calls again for a sugar tax, this time by Associate Health Minister, who says that diabetes is affecting my people, to quote Penny Henare in the New Zealand Herald a couple of days ago. Nearly a quarter of a million New Zealanders have diabetes, another 100,000 thought to be undiagnosed. About 90% have type 2, mostly brought on by lifestyle and linked to obesity. Now, new figures show that diabetes caused more than 1,000 amputations every year in New Zealand. That is a 22% surge over 5 years. The issue was also personal to him. Diabetes had cost his own relatives limb and health. Henare says that measures like a sugar tax should be considered to drive up the cost of junk food. Now, Catherine Rich of the Food and Grocery Council said that extra taxes on treats like chocolate or other high-calorie foods will make New Zealanders poorer as they try to feed their families, and is the wrong policy to nudge people towards a healthy diet. Petey, you start first on this. I mean, this sugar tax thing, I mean, it's like the topic that won't go away, right? And it's quite a divisive topic too. Quite a lot of pushback from people who will say that they are, or actually industry who will say, look, they are already voluntarily cutting back on sugar. What's your take on this issue?
I mean, Penny Hennedy has been a good minister, right? He's been a good health minister in that he's trying to create a toolkit in order to fight a battle that New Zealand as a country has been losing for 25 years, right? And that's diabetes. We're losing the battle against diabetes. So as a good minister, he's creating a toolkit of measures. One of them, you know, one of them is around funding Pharmac more, another is more campaigns, a third is targeted campaigns, and the fourth is sugar tax. So all it is just a raft of measures that he's looking at. Now, to focus on the sugar tax issue and to use Mexico as an example, there's 29 other countries who have sugar tax, right? And that's what the media have missed, that there's 30 countries around the world who have sugar tax, and it's just one measure. And as a good minister, he's throwing those ideas out. I think the failure on this government is the Prime Minister's immediate reaction two days later when she said that's not going to happen. I mean that's putting your minister out on a limb, but secondly, you're putting his good work as a good minister to do, which is testing the waters on every measure to deal with such a massive health issues, and to put him under the bus like that, that's pretty unfair.
What's your take on this, Verity?
No, I agree with a lot of actually what you just said.
But not all of it.
In that, well, for me, the thing that won't go away is that sugar and overindulging in sugary food is a product of people who, like, it's an exhausted lifestyle, right? You work three jobs, you have lots of kids. You know, if you are on the go constantly, you're drinking V, you're drinking Red Bull, you're drinking Fizzy, you're drinking lots of stuff to keep going. So if you are living a lifestyle which is characterized by poverty and by exhaustion, of course you're going to have sugar, of course, because it makes you feel good, because you want to keep going. It's like smoking, right? Like, you smoke to keep going. So is it going to work? I don't know. Do I think that poverty and issues around, like, the unstable gig economy, around people being trapped in unperforming jobs and being underpaid, do I think that those problems are going to go away? No. I think those problems are always going to create an environment where you smoke or
You mentioned the smoking thing. Henare did say that, to quote, smoking cessation campaign has blunt tools and it had sharp tools in its arsenal that made a really significant difference. And I'm serious of the opinion that that's what it's going to take for diabetes. So around the panel, I guess, can we make the same assumptions that a price indicator that worked for smoking will actually work for sugar? Do we know that? What do you think?
I don't know.
We'll put it out to our audience. Text us 2101. What I do know, Peter, as fellow Pacifica, the diabetes issue, it looms front and centre, doesn't it, in terms of the community?
Oh, it does. And you know, my father's, you know, suffers from type 2 diabetes.
Really?
Yeah, my uncle has as well. So it's front and centre, but also, you know, as Verity said, it's a lifestyle issue as well. So it's about, you know, getting some of those campaigns out to and targeting you know, specific cohorts of our society, men as well, because, you know, in terms of amputations, men are disproportionately affected as well. So it's a battle that's hard fought, with more to come, really.
And others would say you can talk about lifestyle, but when you're living in an environment where all you see in your 1 kilometre radius is food that is totally obesogenic.
Oh, absolutely. And like, and you are targeted.
What choices do you have?
Yeah. And like people, and that's exactly how companies work. They're like, we're going to target the most vulnerable people and put the most awful things in front of them because they want to buy it. And I think that's really just, what's also really interesting is how sugar has become one of these things where like, if you are middle class, you now hate sugar. So you're actually going to have a great, if we tax sugar, middle class people are going to be like, this is great, because middle class people are moving away from sugar. Sugar is the new evil. Mm. So you're just going to create an even bigger, like, class divide, and it really just, we're not going to solve this until we solve underlying issues of poverty and inequality in New Zealand.
That's an interesting topic. Quite a bit of response to that on whether or not you think that a sugar tax will be part of the solution or not.